So for years, there's been sort of a confusing phenomenon that's happening with lice. There are more cases each year since the 90s. Even though schools have screening programs, all evidence showed that parents are more aware of it, and there's this easy access to over-the-counter drugs. Well, now we have one explanation as to why, which is that lice are mutating to become resistant to the most common group of drugs used over-the-counter to treat them. So researchers looked at 30 states. In 25 of those states, the lice had what was called a triple genetic mutation, which makes them completely 100% resistant to the drugs. And in four more states, the lice had intermediate level of resistance. So no matter how hard parents are trying to treat, it might not be effective.
So what can parents do then if their kids get head lice? How can you treat it?
Sure. Well, the good news is there are still several prescription treatments that are fully effective, even against these drug-resistant lice.
Are they very strong, though, these prescription ones? Are they really strong medicines? Some parents probably don't want to put really strong agents on their kids' heads.
A number of the prescription meds are not necessarily more strong than what you can get over-the-counter, but they are more effective, and they are still safe. But we'll have to change our approach. Instead of our first step being to head to the drugstore if your child is diagnosed with lice, the first step really should be to pick up the phone and call the doctor. And it's not just medications that we need to use. The NITCOM is still very, very effective. The medications are most effective at killing the insects themselves, but they're not that effective at killing the eggs. If you don't get the nits, which are the eggs, out of the head, the lice will continue to reproduce, and they're really, really hard to get rid of.
And you said call the doctor and say what? What am I calling the doctor about?
Well, we'd call the doctor, say your child, you think your child might have lice. Some of the first signs are redness behind the ears or at the nape of the neck, or of course it's picked up in schools often, and then the doctor can prescribe a medication, a lotion or a shampoo that you can use to get rid of it.